This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tactical Holsters is a place where you can find everything. Tactical nylon, holsters, magazine carriers, belts, knives from time to time. It is a one-stop shop. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Operation Parts is a place where if you have an AR-15 and it's not where you want it to be, you can very easily make it so by going to Operation Parts. This is a bunch of guys that like them, that build them, and they know what to look for. OperationParts.com, new sponsor of Lock and Load. Raven, I see you in there in the chat room. Are you going to come by the house tonight to check this rifle out before we go out tomorrow? And we got a plan on going out tomorrow, too. Which I guess I could have called you and told you that. Oh, gosh. Now then, California, with a K, of course, is they're out there talking secession. Now, we're in the middle right now of what could be deemed a culture war. And it's about irreconcilable beliefs about God and man and right and wrong and good and evil, and is at root a religious war. And it will be with us so long as men are free to act on their beliefs. Yet, given the divisions among us, deeper and wider than ever today, there's an open question as to how and how long we can endure as one people. Now, after World War II, our judicial dictatorship began a purge of public manifestations of the Christian nation that Harry Truman said we were. In 2009, Barack Obama retorted, "We do not consider ourselves to be a Christian nation." Secularism had been enthroned as our established religion with only the most feeble of protests against it. You can only imagine how Iranians or Afghans would deal with unelected judges moving to de-Islamicize them and their nations. Literally, heads would roll. Which brings us to the first culture war skirmish of the Trump era. Taking sides with Attorney General Jeff Sessions against Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, the president rescinded the Obama directive that gave transgender students the right to use the bathroom of their choice in public schools. Trump sent the issue back to the states and the locals to decide. While treated by the media and the left as the civil rights cause of our era, the bathroom debate calls to mind Marx's observation: history repeats itself first as tragedy, second as farce. Can anyone seriously contend that whether a 14-year-old boy who thinks he's a girl gets to use the girl's bathroom is a civil rights issue comparable to whether black Americans get the right to vote? How is that comparable? Now, remarkably, there was vigorous dissent from DeVos to returning this issue to where it belongs with state and local officials. After yielding on the bathroom question, she put out a statement declaring that every school in America has a moral obligation to protect children from bullying and directed her Office of Civil Rights to investigate all claims of bullying or harassment against those who are most vulnerable in our schools. Bullying is bad behavior, and it may be horrible behavior. But when did a Republican Party that believes in states' rights decide that this was the responsibility of a bureaucracy that Ronald Reagan promised but failed to shut down? When did the GOP become nanny staters? Bullying is something that every kid in public, parochial, or private school is witnessed by graduation. It is unfortunate, and it is a part of growing up. But what kind of society, what kind of people have we become where we start to rely on federal bureaucrats to stop big kids from harassing and beating up the smaller or weaker kids? Where are the teachers? Can the teachers not handle this? Do the teachers understand that that's bad behavior and it should be stopped? The bathroom debate is a skirmish in the culture war. Trump's solution, send the issue back to the states and the people to work it out, may point the way to a truce. If you assume that Americans still want a truce, or Trump's solution is rooted in the principle of, you know, subsidiarity, which was first advanced in the 1891 encyclical Rerum Novarum by Pope Leo, I think the 13th, that social problems are best resolved by the smallest unit of society with the ability to resolve them. In brief, bullying is a problem for parents, teachers, principals to deal with, and local cops in the school district if it becomes very widespread. And that idea is consistent with the Republican idea of federalism, that the national government should undertake those duties, you know, securing the border, fighting the nation's wars, creating a continental road and rail system. The states alone cannot do, because they're the bigger entity. Indeed, the nationalization of the decision-making, the imposition of one-size-fits-all solutions to the social problems, the court orders emanating from the ideology of judges, and, you know, there's no appeal to that, that is behind the culture war that may yet bring an end to this experiment of a republic. Those factors are also among the primary causes of the fever of secessionism that is spreading all across Europe and is now visible here. So back we go to California with a K. Democrats hold every state office, both Senate seats, two-thirds of both houses of the state legislature, three and four of the congressional seats. Clinton beat Trump there 2-1 in California with her margin in excess of 4 million votes. Suddenly, California knows exactly how Marine Le Pen feels. And she wants to let France be France and lead the EU as the Brits did with Brexit. And there's a movement that is afoot in California to secede from the United States and form a separate nation. Which gets pretty funny when you consider that. France could do it. Okay? Comparing France and the EU to California and the United States is sort of funny to me. Sort of funny. But that's all right. We're doing that anyway. California seceding sounds like a cause that could bring San Francisco Democrats into a grand alliance with Breitbart. A new federalism, a devolution of power and resources away from Washington and back to states and the cities and the towns and the citizens. Let them resolve their problems their own way and according to their own principles. May be the price of retention of the American Union. Let California be California. Let red state America be red state America. The only problem with that is this. You don't get to take everything with you, California. Some of that belongs to us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference. is at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tacticalholsters.com, that's where you can find some of the toughest, meanest Kydex you've ever seen, coupled with connection systems like the RTI attachment system and various things to attach it to nylon, other Kydex, whatever you need. This stuff is, they continue to evolve. I have three generations of their magazine pouches, and each and every one of those still works well today. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I do not like carpetbaggers. Okay? Pre-Benghazi, I was being interviewed by Radio Liberty, and the subject came up of McAuliffe versus Cuccinelli in Virginia. And McAuliffe was not a Virginian. He decided to become a Virginian to run for Virginia governor. And somehow or other, he went. Cuccinelli had been, I think, the attorney general. It should have been his race to lose, and he did. He did very well at it. He lost it, and McAuliffe is the governor now. Now you have Carly Fiorina, who's Californian, running, I think, for the Senate in Virginia. She's carpetbagging too. I don't like carpetbaggers. Hillary Clinton, she decided she wanted to be a senator from New York. So, you know, she lived in Arkansas, and then she was the first lady, and then they moved to New York, and right after, you know, they unpacked the boxes, she's the senator of New York. She was handpicked to succeed. Who was it that she was picked to succeed? The guy led her around by the hand and got her elected. I don't remember who it was. But was it Patrick Moynihan? It might have been him. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't like carpetbaggers. And the idea of these guys going somewhere and running for office, it's sort of pathetic. Let me explain what I'm saying. No, I'm not going to put it that way because I know people that have done that. If you can't win where you're at, I don't know if you should keep on going. But anyway, in France, where many are jumping on the populist bandwagon, giving National Front party leader Marine Le Pen the lead in presidential polling, some on the left are desperate for a candidate to give French people hope. They have their eye on somebody that they think would bring the French people hope. And I'm seriously going to tell you this. This is what they're doing. They have started a draft Barack Obama movement. ABC News reports that Obama's 17 signs are posted across Paris telling citizens to visit the website to sign a petition to get the former U.S. president to enter France's race. France's Obama backers are trying to get 1 million signatures on the petition for kicks, given that Obama's not French, a requirement of the French presidency. The website reads, and this is what the left does. It must be a universal caveat for them. Their website reads, at a time when France is about to vote massively for the extreme right, we can still give a lesson of democracy to the planet by electing a fresh French president, a foreigner. The group also told ABC News that this has been on their mind since November, 2 months before the end of Obama's tenure in office. They said, we dreamed about this possibility to vote for someone we really admire, someone who could lead us to project ourselves in a bright future. Then we have thought, whether it is possible or not, whether or not he is French, we have to do this for real, to give French people real hope. Vive la République, vive Obama, vive la France, and the USA. What they're basically saying, though, which is funny to consider this, but they're willing to go out and do something they know won't work, can't work, isn't going to work, just to make a statement. Which, you know, in my logical world, just seems sort of stupid. It reminds me of the life in that movie, The Life of Brian, when everybody keeps talking about the Judean People's Front. And at the very end of the movie, they've got Brian up on the cross, and the Judean People's Front finally, after all this movie, finally shows up, and they say when they show up that we're the crack suicide squad, and then they pull out their swords and stab themselves, and as they're dying, they go, that'll show them. That's what this is. This is the French equivalent of the Judean People's Front. That's what they're doing there. Yeah. Vive la République. Which I would think that they wouldn't want to go full on nationalist, given the fact that in France in 2015, they had more deaths due to guns, where they don't allow any, than the entirety of terrorist attacks in the United States during all of Obama's tenure. In France, you can go and buy on the black market for less money than you would going through the NFA here. The real variant, right? The real deal. You can buy a fully automatic weapon in France on the black market. It is vast and massive there. And instead of going out there and trying to do something to actually safeguard their people, instead of taking their police and giving them the a little more of the infantry capability than... I mean, I saw some of this stuff when those attacks were going on in Paris, and I mean, it was painful to watch. I saw a group of Parisian cops gather up and just a tight, let's all have a group hug cluster, taking cover behind two plate glass windows with no frames, not even anything to not show them being there. It was completely transparent. And then a couple of shots came out, and they scattered except for one guy who tried to engage. Yeah. And their solution, their solution to all of this is to, instead of doing like Marine Le Pen's going to do, which is she's probably going to try to get them out of the EU, which I expect to see a lot of them go out of the EU. After France, it will probably be either Italy or Greece. Or maybe Germany. Germany is a long shot, but Germany's sort of entrenched. But, instead of going that way, they want to elect Barack Obama. They want to draft Obama in a purely symbolic thing. Complete waste of time, a complete waste of money, and not going to go anywhere. And that's the way the left thinks. It astounds me. I am astounded, I say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty the likes of which you have never seen. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com and welcoming operationparts.com to the fold.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Nobeski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make you operational.
I've got a couple things in mind that I'm going to try to do with one of my guns with OperationParts.com, and we'll see how that goes. That'll be fun to try. Check them out. I mean, if you got an AR-15 and it's not where you want it to be, you can get it there by going to OperationParts.com. Very exciting to you. I mean, the sponsors I'm getting now the sponsors I've had, let me clarify this, are great, but I mean, there's been a change lately. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. That's all right. We'll talk about it another day. Now then, there is talk of this. All right? There is talk of this happening right now, and there's also been there's some certain caveats to it, but let's just talk about this just for the sake of conversation. With the move by the 4th District to uphold the Maryland scary gun ban. That completely ran aground this whole idea of good jurisprudence. The ruling found that the Second Amendment protection doesn't extend to individuals who wish to own certain semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, calling them weapons that are most useful in military service. But there is something out there circulating right now in the form of a proposed executive order to be issued by Trump, being passed around by Virginia Attorney Lyndon Egan, who sent the text of the proposed order and gave permission to share it. The simple mechanism of his proposal, by defining certain categories of rifles for militia use, the president could strike state and local bans on many of the most popular assault rifles and their magazines. He also notes that an executive order like this could have a significant impact on the litigation to challenge assault weapon bans currently making their way through the courts, and it would help the challengers. Now, an update to this is this. Originally, this was meant to be to serve as a stopgap measure. Ideally, only until a permanent remedy could be achieved, or alternatively, until the Supreme Court, with one or more of the Trump appointees, could reverse that Fourth Circuit ruling and strike the scary gun bans on the whole. We would just simply have to go, I can't remember what it was. Was it the Dick Act of 1908 or whatever it was that made all of us in the militia? I sort of like that. I have to admit, I sort of like that idea, simply because what that does is it removes and places in a whole different category with a whole different paradigm and some other different things, too, just because I like saying different. But this is government in action. This is what we voted for. I'm real happy to be watching it. I can't even begin to tell you how happy I am to be watching this kind of stuff, because the template of the new normal was laid and has been upheld by the leftists for years. So now some of you are out there saying, Bill, are you endorsing an imperial presidency? No, I'm saying that it was put at our feet and that we have the nation is in duress and we seem to be living in a parallel universe. I watched a thing the other day. The guy's name is Patankis, whatever his name. He's a political operative for the Democratic side. And he was arguing with Tucker Carlson that somebody can decide their gender. And Tucker Carlson asked a few really good questions, like, can I decide my race? I'd like to know if I can decide my species. And none of that really matters because, these are the people that keep telling me to maintain and watch the science when it comes to climate change. But when it comes to biology, I'm supposed to just care about the feelings. And that's just not scientific. Tucker Carlson offered him $1,000 if he could find a biologist to come on his show and say, you can determine your own gender with just your decision. That's just funny to me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I don't want to. But, it's just funny to me. I find this just hilarious to consider. So point, and this guy was very emphatic. I mean, he really is a believer. So we've got some guys in the Fourth Circuit where, Roe versus Wade is settled law. Abortion is law of the land. sanctioned murder is the law of the land. And nope, that's sacrosanct and it's women's health care and it's all this stuff. But Heller is just a redheaded stepchild. Scalia's rulings are just redheaded stepchildren. That court's ruling on McDonald and Heller mean nothing to the lower courts. So we have really two choices here. We have two choices. We can do what Trump is talking about, and we can find our way around these things, and this is really a way to do it civilly. The only problem is with this is that the left doesn't want to be civil. So we'll see. We will see. Now, I have often said in the past that I don't know how the nation finds its way back. And that has always been an unfortunate admission for me. And then, you know, like when Romney was running, I saw no indication that the American people wanted to do anything, no matter how slight or gradual it might be. And then with Trump, I realized that America was sick of it on both sides. So that's great and all, but people are resisting. And it still may end up looking bad. It still may end up looking combative. Because they want to be violent. Not the smartest thing I've ever seen. I mean, when you are a tree-hugging hipster with no guns, maybe you shouldn't pick a fight with people that know how to fight. I don't know. I'm just trying to be a simple man here. Okay, I'm just trying to be simple. Anyway, just thinking out loud. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty unlike anything you've ever seen in your life. Plus, you can find everything you might need. Chest rigs, belts, fighting belts, salter belts, holsters, inside the waistband holsters, magazine carriers, whatever it is. They've got it. TacticalHolsters.com. Democrat Party leaders are planning to agree on a strategy for an all-out war against Donald Trump at meetings this coming weekend, rather than work to achieve their policy goals through compromise. And this is all following an election that devastated the party's power at every level of government. Some of the party were considering a strategy of working with the Trump administration to get things done. Trump has signaled that he would be willing to cross the aisle to achieve some less than conservative policy changes he's taken up. The senior party officials told the New York Times that that option is likely off the table, and those inside the party who favor an aggressively confrontational strategy will win out. They report Democrats have all but cast aside any notion of conciliation with the White House. Instead, they're mimicking the Republican approach of the last 8 years, the party of no, and wagering that brash obstruction will pay similar dividends. Well, no, actually it won't. See, this is what happened. The getting out there and trying to imitate what they saw would mean that they went along with that policy. It doesn't mean that they do what somebody else did. The reason the Republicans were elected was to be obstructive to Obama. The Democrats had everything from 2008 to 2010. They had the Senate, they had the House, they had the presidency. And then we had Obamacare slammed right down our throats sideways with the barbs on. And, all of that being what it is, it's when the Republicans took over the House and then when the Republicans took over the Senate this last time and, retained control of everything, they're looking at that and saying, well, they did it by obstructing, so we'll do the same thing. But see, things are different. They don't get what happened. Neither do the Republicans. Neither one of these parties understand really, truly what just happened. Leaders of the party are going to meet this weekend to hash it out, but they are unlikely to dismiss the clear call from their base to wage no less than total war against President Trump. However, reality is setting in, because what they're looking at is they're in a very weakened position, and they have very few tools at their disposal with which to wage this war. And even the New York Times notes that rarely have they been so weakened. Republicans have it all. They have the governorship of 24 states. Well, they have both the legislature and the governorship of 24 states. And Kentucky Democrat John Yarmuth told the New York Times, referring to angry Democrat voters, that they want us to impeach him immediately. And, of course, we can't do that by ourselves. No kidding. I don't remember. Now, I was there when the Tea Party was happening, and the Tea Party was relatively peaceful. As a matter of fact, it was altogether peaceful. A lot of talk. Nothing violent. And they were never met with violence anywhere they went. There would be some people that showed up and wanted to counter-protest or cuss or yell or whatever it was, but I don't remember that. And then when Barack Obama beat John McCain, I don't remember there being a Vietnam Veterans Uprising or a VFW uprising or VA uprising or anything like that. We sort of took our lumps and just, fell back. Then when Romney lost, and what was happening was that I think there was a lot of introspection going on, but, you can't credit Trump's win with anything the Republicans did. Trump won. Trump won alone. And that's what both the Democrats and the Republicans fail to see. Getting out there and being Lindsey Graham or John McCain or Chuck Schumer or any of these other senators, Durbin, Blumenthal, Murphy, any of these guys that are out there right now trying to go up against Trump, and you're going up against the majority. You're going up against the Electoral College, which, despite the stupidity of everybody, including my state that keeps electing Lindsey Graham, you're not going to win that one. Because Trump goes straight to things. Trump is doing things right now. What they're, Chuck Schumer is saying that I'll keep the Supreme Court, I'll keep it to 8 people. That's not going to happen. He might force McConnell to go thermonuclear on this, and McConnell will, because Trump has signaled, I'll back you on that. And McConnell, although McConnell's still being sort of wishy-washy and sort of, cadaverish, he is actually performing a little bit. Not a whole lot, but, I see a semblance of life there. If they do that, then we will get the Supreme Court. And then a lot of these states, that all of these Democratic seats in the Senate that are coming up in 2018, there's going to be 25 of them. The Republicans only got to win 8, and a lot of them are in states that Trump won. And if Trump goes out there and supports somebody, they'll win. They will win. His very basic, it's a very basic approach, really. He wants to accomplish things. That's what real estate developers do. You don't get out there and build a building by talking about it and having meetings about it and projections about it and everything else. You get out there by building it. You clear the ground. You lay the foundation. And then it goes up and up and up until it's done. And that's what he does. He is used to starting something and finishing it. And these guys, their execution is primarily based upon how much camera time they get, how many committees they're sitting on, and all this other stuff. And what do they accomplish? What do all of these hearings accomplish? They need to be held in some cases. Benghazi. Somebody needs to be locked up over Benghazi. Hillary Clinton, she needs to be in a jumpsuit. Fast and Furious, Eric Holder, he needs to be in a jumpsuit. Instead, they're all running around still talking a bunch of nonsense. So we've had all these hearings. Eric Holder was in criminal contempt. And he's still running around. So these guys clearly do not understand what happened. The Democrats, they've got it worse than the Republicans do right now. And maybe it's about even, because the Republicans are actually in power. So it will look like they're actually doing something. But the Democrats, Schumer is going to come out of this oh and whatever. The intelligence community is taking care of a few things. And, I mean, that will get rooted out, too. Those guys are going to get ferreted out, and then they're going to get fired or prosecuted because they broke the law. And trust me, if some of these white-collar types get put into a prison, things will begin to change. But if anybody's going to do that, it's going to be Donald Trump. So like him or not, voted for him or not, this is where we are today. We have said, you know, I've had to say this many times. I had to say this the entire tenure of Barack Obama, you know, when I was, you know, Bush, all these guys. This is where we are today. And we have to contend and deal with what we got. And we actually have something we can work with right now. Because this guy is completely 100% based upon performance. He is an attention-seeking animal. And the only way he knows how to get it is to make good. And that is good for the country. So, while I'm sitting back and enjoying all of this, of course, everybody else is gnashing their teeth. And that's fine. That's perfectly okay with me. I don't care. Please do that. By every stretch of your imagination. Push back all you want. You're wasting your time. Should have thought about that before you decided to confine yourself to the coastal cities and, you know, the four or five places that has 144 electoral votes. You changed. And we just expanded. Hour number three coming up. We'll be right back.
Stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.